Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for the perfect treat to sweeten your day? Paris Baguette has you covered with expertly crafted cakes, flaky pastries, and handcrafted coffees. And for a limited time, indulge in pure Nutella bliss. From Nutella-filled croissants and donuts to cakes and delicious Nutella lattes, every bite and sip is rich Nutella perfection. Order online at ParisBaguette.com or in the app using promo code PB3OFF15 to get $3 off your purchase of $15 or more through May 11th. Participation may vary. Limit 1.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Hanging out with Alex Rich in the studio on a Wednesday afternoon. He works over at our sister station Y98. We have the Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer, Sue Thomas, Ethan Hannaford. Ethan helped me with this project here that I'm going to share with you, and I found it interesting. So this was in the LA Times. Let me ask this question of Ethan because he's the youngest member in the room. Have you ever used a payphone in your life? Probably not, right?
Not that I can remember. No.
Alex, how about you?
You know, I don't think I've also ever used a payphone.
I have two great memories of using payphones. One was when I was in college at Mizzou covering a big trial in the Boone County Courthouse. And when the verdict was read, I had to wait in line to use the payphone.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, my gosh.
And the other one was during the halftime of the Super Bowl in Atlanta when the Rams won the Super Bowl. I waited in a huge long line at halftime to call my wife and tell her what I was seeing at the Super Bowl because there's a line of people waiting for the payphone.
Who performed at that Super Bowl?
What year was that?
He was on the phone.
Phil Collins.
Oh, nice.
Well, I bring it up because here's the story that was in the LA Times. And I'll kind of read, without even reading the headline, I'll kind of read you the narration of the story here and walk you into this audio, which is really, really interesting and compelling. Alexis Wood received a notification on her phone. It was an anonymous call from a payphone. She listened and was momentarily paralyzed, and then she couldn't stop crying. The call wasn't completely unexpected. Days earlier, Wood and her partner, Adam Trunell, had gone prowling for working Los Angeles payphones, and they placed stickers on them that invited passerbys to make a free call to a recorded line to what they said was say goodbye. And she says what surprised her was the message. And I'm going to play you some of these messages because this was something that they did. They put these stickers on payphones and they set up a recorded line. I also think this is going to be a documentary because they alluded in...
Must be.
Yeah, they alluded in the story that the partner that she has, the dude, is a documentary filmmaker and they're going to do something with this. So there are not a lot of payphones that exist at all in America. There's a couple hundred, I guess, still in Los Angeles. But keep in mind that, you know, Los Angeles is a huge, huge area. There's 149 that remain. Usually next to like a 7-Eleven or something like that, right? You may have a payphone. So this is called the Goodbye Line. It's more than a year old. There's an Instagram account called Goodbye Line. And people pick up the phone. They get curious. And they call this recorded service. Sometimes they leave their name and they give permission to use their name. Sometimes they say, you know, I don't want my name shared. But Ethan, you'll have to admit, listening to these was pretty fascinating this morning.
Yeah, there was, I mean, it gives you an idea of, like, how much you don't know is going on in people's lives, like, behind the scenes. That we walk by, I mean, especially when you're in a city, you walk by hundreds of thousands of people daily. And you have no idea what's going on in that person's life, what's going on behind the scenes for them. So I think you almost got this behind the scenes feeling for some of these people as to a sneak peek into their lives, which I thought was kind of cool.
I think you're right about that. But what's interesting is, why would they do it in this particular fashion? And one of the things they pointed out in the LA Times story is that you use a payphone different than you use a cell phone. It doesn't have a camera. It's not in your pocket, right? You say goodbye in a place that's different from where you do most of your business. You hear a dial tone. That's the sound of waiting. Then you leave a message as if you just dug a hole in the ground. That's how they describe it in there. But let me pay you some of the people that have been inspired to call this. And you can go online to Instagram. It's Goodbye Line. I followed it this morning, and they have all the recordings of the calls up there that, that people have made.
I've never used a payphone before. It's the very first time I've done it. And I came up to it because I was wondering whether or not this is actually a real payphone or not, and it turns out it is a real payphone. That's fascinating. I'm 28. I'm not that old. Not that young. So, you know, I have a vague memory of payphones and people using them. But, never done so myself, and then I saw this sticker, and I guess I wanted to mourn the death of the payphone. There's something beautiful about the communal sweat and voices that have poured their essences into this phone that I'm holding. It's right outside of a police station, too, so I'm sure it's been a sight for both. Joel.
Yeah, how about that? That one, that one's right next to a police station. Now, one thing that you're quickly going to discover here, and I think you already have, is the quality of a payphone is not very good.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. So, and I apologize for that. But here's a young woman named Brittany.
My name is Brittany from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm here in Los Angeles. I want to say goodbye to my old self that was innocent, pure, and young. Now I'm in L.A., hooked on cocaine powder, and I feel like I'm a different person. I feel like I am not myself anymore, and I want to say goodbye to the old me that cared about everything, and hopefully I'll get to see that person again. But for right now, like, my main mission is to make money to get some more powder cocaine so I can feel myself, so I can feel like I'm alive again, so I can feel like, you know, I can feel alive.
How about that?
Wow,
I mean, that is extremely sad. And to Ethan's point, you know, you don't know that you walk by someone like Brittany and that she's feeling like, and this is what happened with addicts, that her whole mission is to, you know, to feed the addiction.
Yeah, so if you want to see me in person, well, see my life story, follow me on Instagram at scumbag90210. I'm a photographer as well.
So she's trying to sell her business. Here's another one here.
Wow.
Crazy. Well, it's been a few years. It's felt like forever since you left. It's physically, you're still here.
This is one where the guy was actually saying goodbye to someone that he didn't, you know, he didn't have a chance to say goodbye to.
So either a friendship or a relationship that no longer had.
Right. This is one about an old father, right?
Hello, goodbye line. Want to say goodbye to my old self. I used to be very fat, used to not care about myself, used to not take care of myself, and now I'm on my way to my first bodybuilding show in July, so that makes me very excited, and I want to say goodbye to my old self on this last payphone here in Altadena, California. So, yeah, goodbye to my old self.
That one's not there anymore. It went up in the fire, probably.
I was relieved to hear that one, though, because a lot of these were really sad.
I bet.
And this one was so positive. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was kind of cool, but I was also a little relieved to hear, oh, someone's finally saying goodbye to something that they are happy to get rid of.
And so I read the slug here, by the way, and I thought it said father because it says, the way that you typed it out is man says goodbye, and we only see a certain amount of the words on the screen. And it says to old fat, and I thought it was father because, but he was
to
actually
old fat self,
to old
I
fat
think
self,
is what
right.
I
But this one is to a mom.
Mom, I didn't get the chance to say anything to you. The morning you passed, the night before we actually argued about grades, I was in middle school. And you were upset about my grades, and you thought that I might kind of squander my education, things like that. But I think you'd be pretty proud if you could see where I'm at now. It's not the best in the world, but I did something with my life. So I love you, and I miss you. And this has been a long overdue goodbye. I hope you're doing well.
I mean, that one's really
emotional. I don't know
emotional.
If I could take
wow.
this.
Well, I mean, that wow. is, so people are looking at these signs and they're like, okay, they're spilling their guts in some situations. This is a guy who says goodbye to his late brother.
I'm going to say goodbye to my brother, Emerson. Man, it's just too much. It's a lot. I wish I could say, I wish I could run a lot of shit back, but I can't. I can't even say it. I could just move forward, so I really can't.
Yeah, that one, that's Oof. A real sad one. This one is saying goodbye to, this one's more positive because she says goodbye to a disease.
Hi there. Yeah. Thank you for creating the goodbye line. I'd like to share a little story. I went to a tropical place and picked up a tropical disease, and it's been a very long journey in getting rid of this tropical disease. And I just found out today that the disease, which is called leishmaniasis, is now gone from my body, so I'd like to say goodbye to that wretched thing and move on with my life and see more beautiful tropical places once again. Bye.
How about awesome? That's pretty awesome, right?
It's interesting, too, that they made it the goodbye line so that people could interpret that whatever way they'd like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's wide interpretation. In fact, here's our favorite, maybe.
Hey, Raquel, you was always a bitch, and I'm glad you did. Bye.
Oh, wow.
Okay, dokie.
That's one way to use the goodbye line. We're coming back with more on a Wednesday edition of The Mark Reardon Show.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hanging out with Alex Rich in the studio on a Wednesday afternoon. He works over at our sister station, Y98. We have the Hall of Famer, Fred Bottomer, Sue Thomas, Ethan Hannaford. Ethan helped me with this project here that I'm going to share with you. And I found it interesting. So this was in the LA Times. Let me ask this question of Ethan, because he's the youngest member in the room. Have you ever used a payphone in your life? Probably not, right?
Not that I can remember, no.
Alex, how about you?
You know, I don't think I've also ever used a payphone.
I have two great memories of using payphones. One was when I was in college at Mizzou, covering a big trial in the Boone County Courthouse. And when the verdict was read, I had to wait in line to use the payphone.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, my gosh.
And the other one was during the halftime of the Super Bowl in Atlanta when the Rams won the Super Bowl. I waited in a huge long line at halftime to call my wife and tell her what I was seeing at the Super Bowl because there's a line of people waiting for the payphone.
Who performed at that Super Bowl?
What year was that?
He was on the phone.
Phil Collins.
Oh, nice. Well, I bring it up because here's the story that was in the LA Times. And I'll kind of read, without even reading the headline, I'll kind of read you the narration of the story here and walk you into this audio, which is really, really interesting and compelling. Alexis Wood received a notification on her phone. It was an anonymous call from a payphone. She listened and was momentarily paralyzed, and then she couldn't stop crying. The call wasn't completely unexpected. Days earlier, Wood and her partner, Adam Trunell, had gone prowling for working Los Angeles payphones, and they placed stickers on them that invited passerbys to make a free call to a recorded line to what they said was say goodbye. And she says what surprised her was the message. And I'm going to play you some of these messages because this was something that they did. They put these stickers on payphones and they set up a recorded line. I also think this is going to be a documentary because they alluded in...
Must be.
Yeah, they alluded in the story that the partner that she has, the dude, is a documentary filmmaker and they're going to do something with this. So there are not a lot of payphones that exist at all in America. There's a couple hundred, I guess, still in Los Angeles. But keep in mind that, you know, Los Angeles is a huge, huge area. There's 149 that remain. Usually next to like a 7-Eleven or something like that, right? You may have a payphone. So this is called the Goodbye Line. It's more than a year old. There's a Instagram account called Goodbye Line. And people pick up the phone. They get curious. And they call this recorded service. Sometimes they leave their name and they give permission to use their name. Sometimes they say, you know, I don't want my name shared. But Ethan, you'll have to admit, listening to these was pretty fascinating this morning.
Yeah, there was, I mean, it gives you an idea of, like, how much you don't know is going on in people's lives, like, behind the scenes. That we walk by, I mean, especially when you're in a city, you walk by hundreds of thousands of people daily. And you have no idea what's going on in that person's life, what's going on behind the scenes for them. So I think you almost got this behind the scenes feeling for some of these people to a sneak peek into their lives, which I thought was kind of cool.
I think you're right about that. But what's interesting is why would they do it in this particular fashion? And one of the things they pointed out in the LA Times story is that you use a payphone different than you use a cell phone. It doesn't have a camera. It's not in your pocket, right? You say goodbye in a place that's different from where you do most of your business. You hear a dial tone. That's the sound of waiting. Then you leave a message as if you just dug a hole in the ground. That's how they describe it in there. But let me play you some of the people that have been inspired to call this. And you can go online to Instagram. It's Goodbye Line. I followed it this morning, and they have all the recordings of the calls up there that people have made.
Never used a payphone before. The very first time I've done it. And I came up to it because I was wondering whether or not this was actually a real payphone or not, and turns out it is a real payphone. Fascinating. I'm 28. I'm not that old, not that young. So, you know, I have a vague memory of payphones and people using them. But, never done so myself, and then I saw this sticker, and I guess I wanted to mourn the death of the payphone. There's something beautiful about the communal sweat and voices that have poured their essences into this phone that I'm holding. It's right outside of a police station, too, so I'm sure it's been a site for both, Joel.
Yeah, how about that? That one, that one's right next to a police station. Now, one thing that you're quickly going to discover here, and I think you already have, is the quality of a payphone is not very good.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. So, and I apologize for that. But here's a young woman named Brittany.
My name is Brittany from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm here in Los Angeles. I want to say goodbye to my old self that was innocent, pure, and young. Now I'm in L.A., hooked on cocaine powder, and I feel like I'm a different person. I feel like I am not myself anymore, and I want to say goodbye to the old me that cared about everything, and hopefully I'll get to see that person again. But for right now, like, my main mission is to make money to get some more powder cocaine so I can feel myself, so I can feel like I'm alive again. I can feel alive.
How about that?
Wow.
I mean, that is extremely sad. And to Ethan's point, you know, you don't know that you walk by someone like Brittany and that she's feeling like, and this is what happened with addicts, that her whole mission is to, you know, to feed the addiction.
So if you want to see me in person, well, see my life story, follow me on Instagram at scumbag90210. I'm a photographer as well.
So she's trying to sell her business. Here's another one here.
Wow.
This is crazy. It's been a few years. It's felt like forever since you left. Physically, you're still here.
This is one where the guy was actually saying goodbye to someone that he didn't, you know, he didn't have a chance to say goodbye to.
Either a friendship or a relationship that no longer had.
Right. This is one about an old father, right?
Hello, goodbye line. Want to say goodbye to my old self. I used to be very fat, used to not care about myself, used to not take care of myself, and now I'm on my way to my first bodybuilding show in July. So that makes me very excited, and I want to say goodbye to my old self on this last payphone here in Altadena, California. So, yeah, goodbye to my old self.
That one's not there anymore. It went up in the fire, probably, payphone.
I was relieved to hear that one, though, because a lot of these were really sad.
I bet.
And this one was so positive. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was kind of cool, but I was also a little relieved to hear, someone's finally saying goodbye to something that they are happy to get rid of.
And so I read the slug here, by the way, and I thought it said father because it says, the way that you typed it out is man says goodbye, and we only see a certain amount of the words on the screen. And it says too old, fat, and I thought it was father, but he was
too
actually
old, fat self, old, I fat think self, is what I
right. But this one is to a mom.
Mom, I didn't get the chance to say anything to you. The morning you passed, the night before we actually argued about grades, I was in middle school. And you were upset about my grades, and you thought that I might kind of squander my education, things like that. But I think you'd be pretty proud if you could see where I'm at now. It's not the best in the world, but I did something with my life. So I love you, and I miss you. And this has been a long overdue goodbye. I hope you're doing well.
I mean, that one's really
emotional. I don't know
emotional.
If I could take
wow.
this.
I mean, that wow. is so people are looking at these signs, and they're like, okay, they're spilling their guts in some situations. This is a guy who says goodbye to his late brother.
I want to say goodbye to my brother, Emerson. Man, it's just too much. It's a lot. I wish I could say. I wish I could run a lot of shit back, but I can't. I can't even say it. I could just move forward, because I really can't.
Yeah, that one, that's a real sad one. This one is saying goodbye to, this one's more positive because she says goodbye to a disease.
Hi there. Thank you for creating the goodbye line. I'd like to share a little story. I went to a tropical place and picked up a tropical disease, and it's been a very long journey in getting rid of this tropical disease. And I just found out today that the disease, which is called leishmaniasis, is now gone from my body. So I'd like to say goodbye to that wretched thing and move on with my life and see more beautiful tropical places once again. Bye.
How about awesome? That's pretty awesome. Right?
It's interesting, too, that they made it the goodbye line so that people could interpret that whatever way they'd like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's wide interpretation. In fact, here's our favorite, maybe.
Hey, Rock. Yeah, you was always a bitch,
and I'm glad you did. Bye.
Oh, wow.
Okay, dokie.
That's one way to use the goodbye line. We're coming back with more on a Wednesday edition of the Mark Reardon Show.
Traffic from the 97.1 FM Talk Traffic Center.
We've got volume up north, eastbound 270. There was an earlier accident east of the Chain of Rocks Bridge, and it's all unwinding now that the accident has been cleared, but it's still slowing back through 367. The other serious jams we have, just like yesterday and Monday, are headed for the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got 6440 back near Compton, and this is a parking lot. 44 is back near Grand. All due to road work on the bridge itself, 5564 on the Poplar Street Bridge through a part of East St. Louis. They're hopefully going to have that reopened by tomorrow. Now, there was an accident, and people are using the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge as an alternate, so it's jammed as well. Southbound 55, the usual volume. South of Arsenal, down through Bates, southbound 270. Now, that's some slow pockets approaching Olive. We had an accident reported near Manchester. And out west, 70 slows approaching K, 6440 slowing at Highway N. This report brought to you by Artistic Decks. I'm Sue Thomas, and that's traffic on 97.1 FM Talk.
Artistic Decks. Making your dream deck affordable for more than 20 plus years. Craft your deck with the highest quality materials with precision attention. Be the envy of the neighborhood. 314-280-0821. 314-280-0821. ArtisticDecks.net.
If you do not have a Generac home standby generator, I want to guide you into, at the very least, a free estimate from Generator Supercenter of St. Louis. They would love to help you out. Do not be that person that gets to the next spring storm or tornado with power lines that go down, or even in the middle of the summer when, you know, the power grid cannot handle all of the demand. Generator Supercenter has a store here in Chesterfield, but even if you just go to the website, generatorsupercenter.com, generatorsupercenter.st.louis.com, they can help you out with a free estimate. And Generac's the number one brand in the nation. These are not portable generators, really, really good, high quality. They'll kick in as soon as that power goes off, and you are just a phone call away from a free estimate. So at least take a look at this, because we know that there are long outages, severe storms. If you live down in Florida with hurricanes, we have ice storms here in the Midwest, blown transformers, construction, all those things affect the ability for your house or your business to have energy. You can do something about it with Generator Supercenter. They're the nation's number one Generac generator dealer. A free estimate is a phone call away at 499-2020, 499-2020, or generatorsupercenterofst.louis.com.
Without hesitation, recommend that anybody work with ThrottleNet. The experience will be as good as it's been for us, for anybody, because you'll get a true partnership and you'll be able to rest easy that you're going to get the service that you need while they're also doing all those things that you don't want to have to think about, that you don't want to have to worry about. They're always doing that in the background for you.
Don't wait for your next IT crisis. If your business depends on technology, you need a partner that's got your back. Contact ThrottleNet.com to get a free IT evaluation and see how we can support your IT everything.
Have you been injured in an accident? You need a personal injury law firm that wins. Onder wins. For over 100 years, we've been fighting and winning for St. Louis. $5 billion in negotiated settlements? We've got it. $300 million in verdicts? Done. Voted best law firm by STL Today 2 years in a row. Onder wins all the time. Car accident, trucking accident, workplace injury. No matter the case, let Onder win for you. When the stakes are high, we're the team you can trust. Wondering what your case is worth? Call now for a free consultation. And remember, we don't get paid unless you win. Dial 314 or 618 9000000. That's 9, then all zeros. Or visit OnderWins.com today. Onder Law. Winning is what we do.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. Past results afford no guarantee of future results. Every case is different and must be judged on its own merits.
When you're approaching retirement, there are a lot of questions to answer. Do you have enough money to fund your income for life? How should you claim Social Security? And what's your plan for health care and long-term care? Hi, I'm Eric Robert, Director of Investments with the ClearPath Wealth Management Group at Stifel and host of On the Money Saturday mornings at 11 on 97.1 FM Talk. Don't leave your retirement to chance. It's crucial to understand and address relevant risks before you retire. Our team can help you get organized, guide you through critical retirement decisions, and create an investment portfolio designed around your needs. To schedule your free retirement plan consultation, go to clearpathinvesting.com. That's clearpathinvesting.com. Or call us at 636-695-2650. That's clearpathinvesting.com or 636-695-2650. Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Men, are you just not feeling it? Could be your testosterone. U.S. Men's Medical Center in St. Peter's helps men experiencing loss of energy, focus, concentration, and low libido. Check out the testimonials at usmensmedicalcenter.com. Patients are excited about feeling great, having energy, improved libido. Plus, they love the staff and the fact that they accept all insurance, including Medicare. Spring's coming. Enjoy it. Call U.S. Men's Medical Center at 636-244-5333. usmensmedicalcenter.com. Renewal by Anderson is the number one window and door brand for customer service. Find out why Renewal by Anderson has the most five-star reviews in St. Louis at rbastl.com or call 314-332-1924. rbastl.com or 314-332-1924.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
State Representative David Castile.
We need local government partnering, not running employers out of the city. We need them to appreciate the investment opportunity that those guys brings to the table.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. Weekdays from 5 to 9. The Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Cut the lawn today. That wasn't easy because of all the rain, and it was pretty thick. Thanks to my Scott's lawn care supplies, Alex Rich.
Dude, my yard is looking better than ever. I planted the seed. Well, I did it back in the fall, but then I did it again here in the spring. You can noticeably tell that my yard looks better than everybody else's on the block. Because I did the same thing earlier this week. I went out there. I was cutting the grass. And man, it's the Scotts has it looking right.
Well, they delivered my mulch yesterday, so I have to do the mulching. But I can actually tell the difference in the seeds. I used the Scotts seed in the fall, and it's the grass is brighter green. You can literally see on my grass where the old grass is versus the
it looks great.
New.
And mine's super thick compared to every year. It's like I get excited about this time of the year because you try year after year after year to make the grass thicker and more full and less dead spots, right? And I think I'm finally there. I've lived in my house now about 7 years.
No, it's a never-ending challenge.
And it's a never-ending challenge, and I'm excited. I'm waiting to put my mulch down, though, but they delivered it. They put it on my driveway. Ace Hardware brought it all over, and they just delivered it right to me. I didn't even have to do anything, and I think that's the hardest part about the whole thing.
Sue, do you have a nice yard at your new house? I've seen a lot of the pictures of the interior, but I haven't seen the yard.
Yes, it's pretty good. There's trees in the back, so there's always a challenge trying to get, you know, sunshine to the grass. Nope, we have
a patio. All right.
Yeah.
But the shade does kind of throw you, but the Scott seed, it's got the...
It's got
a little bit of a mix between the sun and the shade. It does well in both.
That's good.
Because I got a spot in the back that kind of floods a little bit, but it's also shaded. The grass is growing great.
I can't wait to have one yard. The end.
Hey, I'll segue here. What's your water pressure like in the new house, Sue?
That's a weird question.
It's going to go somewhere. I'm heading somewhere with it.
It's a fair question.
It's fine. They actually found an issue with it and repaired it when they were redoing some of the plumbing. So we're good to go.
So I love high pressure shower. And this is going to be weird, but I'm just going to tell you right now that in my home, I don't like my shower pressure in the master bedroom, and it's better in the basement. So I shower every time I go in the basement.
Do you bring your clothes down there with you? Or do you just come all the way up?
It depends. Maybe
we don't want to know that.
It does depend on who's home. But, you know, Trump's been out there over the course of years, literally. I think this even goes back to the first administration, talking about the water pressure issue. So he literally signed with Will Scharf an executive order on this today.
What?
You don't get water. It's ridiculous.
So with this executive order, we're effectively going to be reversing that set of regulations to ensure that Americans have choice in the consumer market. If they want a low-flow showerhead, they can buy one. If they want a real-deal showerhead, they should have the ability to
come. No, I'm with Trump. They don't want that.
If you buy a new house, you pay a lot of money, and the developers, you're not allowed to do anything more. They put restrictors on. They used to have a restrictor where you could take it out, but now they weld it in. And you take a shower or wash your hands, whatever you do, including dishwashers where no water comes out. But you wash your hands, and In my case, I like to take a nice shower to take care of my beautiful hair. I have to stand under the shower for 15 minutes till it gets wet. It comes out drip, drip, drip. It's ridiculous. And what you do is you end up washing your hands five times longer. It's the same water. And we're going to open it up so that people can live, and we're going to hopefully have Congress approve it so it's memorialized. We're going to try and get all of these things, including straws, a little thing like straws. We did straws.
Going after straws.
Where the paper straws were melting, they were dissolving, they weren't working well. And we went back to the plastic straws. We're going to get Congress to memorialize just about everything we've done here, because most of it's common sense.
I'm not sure memorialize was the right word. But so I love that soundbite because it really, and just bear with me here, it is a perfect encapsulation of everything that Trump is. Because he exaggerates so much in that. I love his point, and I agree with him. But we're not washing our hands five times longer because of water pressure. And by the way, the dishwasher technology is actually pretty advanced and it uses very little water and the pressure is high. But on the shower stuff, I'm completely with
you. Yeah.
And this is why I had to get a new washing machine, because they were doing it there. It's this low. Right. You could barely get any water in there, and it doesn't do anything. Speed Queen is the answer.
This is, I mean, I don't mean to take it back to the yard, but my cousin just moved into a house and he cannot even get the sprinkler to reach half of his yard because the water pressure just doesn't catch any of it.
Okay, look, the bottom line is if he fixes this problem and then maybe he makes the Monday after the Super Bowl holiday, he might be in there for a third term. I don't know. I'm just thinking he might be heading in that direction. Alex, great to see you.
We'll talk to you.
Have a good week. We have traffic coming up and then our third hour here on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll get back into the mayor's race with Jeff Smith at 525. So,
pick me up a little higher. Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.